Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise mostly cloudy, then clearing mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, mid-80s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s. As we head into Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Kansas man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in connection with the deaths of two people and the disappearance of two teenage girls more than 20 years ago. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says 69-year-old Ronnie Busick of Wichita was sentenced yesterday in Craig County on one count of accessory to murder. Busick could have earned a reduction in his sentence by showing authorities where the bodies of Laura Bible and Ashley Freeman were located. Several searches have not recovered the teens' remains. Health officials in the Sunflower State reported yesterday the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Kansas increased by 1,564 in the period of Friday to Monday. That brings the total number of cases in Kansas since the pandemic began to 42,612. Since the pandemic began, the number of Kansans who have died with COVID-19 is 446, an increase of 3 from the period of Friday to Monday. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A law enforcement pursuit ended in a crash yesterday morning in downtown Wichita. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said deputies spotted a stolen truck in the northwest part of the city that was believed to be connected with an aggravated burglary last Thursday. A chase ensued. It ended at Washington and Douglas when the truck collided with a car. Two people in the stolen truck were taken into custody. The sheriff's office said an aquarium shop at the intersection had some damage as a result of that crash. Kansas high schools can move their fall sports seasons to the spring under a newly approved plan. Wichita Eagle reported that the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors voted 53-21 Friday to approve a proposal establishing an alternative fall schedule. Kansas high schools have been split into two bands of groups, Class 6 and 5A and Class 4, 3, 2, and 1A. If at least half of the schools in each of those bands cancel fall activities, that majority would trigger the switch to a spring sports schedule. With your Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett.
Downtime isn't an option when there's a job to do. Introducing the B.F. Goodrich Tradesman Support Program, the only tire program for tradesmen. Join and get up to $100 off a set of four B.F. Goodrich all-terrain TAKO2 tires, a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, and a roadside and worksite assistance program. Kick downtime off the job site. See your dealer for full details.
Mike is back and ready to serve you at Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Embattled Nebraska U.S. Senate hopeful Chris Janicek is doubling down on his refusal to bow out of the race despite relentless pressure from the state Democratic Party after he admitted to sending sexually offensive text messages about a campaign employee. Janicek reaffirmed his pledge to stay in the race during a press conference at his Omaha bakery. The Democratic nominee has until 5 o'clock this afternoon to request that the state officials remove his name from the ballot, but he made clear that he has no plans to do so. Nebraska is launching a new campaign to promote local agricultural companies to foreign countries, many of whom are the state's biggest customers. The new campaign is called Nebraska Straight from the Good Life and will be managed by the State Department of Ag. Agricultural companies that are based in Nebraska or have a significant presence in the state will be allowed to participate for free. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Now 10 positive cases of COVID-19 reported within a week in Washington County, with the latest pair confirmed Monday. Another was added in Marshall County Monday as well, bringing the cumulative total to 15. These updates from local health department officials now vary some from the statewide COVID map updated through KDHE. Cautions include avoiding closed spaces with poor ventilation, crowded places with many people nearby, and close contact settings such as close-range conversations. Social distancing is encouraged, masks when appropriate, and frequent hand sanitization practices. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard Public Works report the Waterville Bridge repair is complete. They have a call into the engineer regarding cost share application for replacement and are waiting to hear back. St. Bridget bridge repair is complete and the crew has moved on to another bridge in St. Bridget Township recently damaged by flood. The board discussed the proposed budget, made an adjustment to the appraiser's budget request, not allowing an additional employee in the appraiser's office this time. Commissioners then approved for publication the submitted budget, which will drop the county mill levy to 49.09 mills. A budget hearing is scheduled Tuesday, September 8th at 8:30 a.m. Commissioners met in executive session to engage in preliminary discussions relating to acquisition of real property with Sheriff Tim Ackerman present. No action was taken as a result of this executive session. Washington County Commissioners at a recent meeting heard that the state will build a shoe fly for a bridge repair on Ash Creek south of Washington sometime in 2022. Commissioners voted to accept the 2021 budget. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week voted to approve a memorandum of understanding between Gage County and Diode Communications for the purpose of building a fiber to the home network to 90 homes in rural Gage County, which would include areas on Odell Blacktop and Pioneer Acres. Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve special use permit for addition of an anhydrous ammonia station to an existing commercial site was approved, with no opposition coming forward at a public hearing. The facility will combine several farmers' cooperative anhydrous sites in populated areas to a consolidated rural area. A motion was approved adopting resolution authorizing early redemption of the county's highway allocation fund pledge bonds. A public hearing regarding wind regulations was well attended and went several hours with consideration of amendment changes proposed by Larry Alder that would increase setback requirements for wind turbines and non-participating rural homes to a full mile. A proposed wind farm in northern Gage County by NextEra could be in jeopardy if the restrictions were extended from the current 3/8 of a mile. A survey of 555 responses online showed nearly 90% in favor of the extension amendment. Planning and zoning passed a recommendation in favor 6-1, and supervisors have the final say on the issue. A fatality accident was reported in Brown County Saturday night. Glenn Aston, age 66, of Humboldt, Nebraska, collided with a vehicle which reportedly crossed the center line, driven by Lana Bachman, age 46, of Centralia. Glenn Aston died as a result of the accident, and Lana Bachman was transported to a Topeka hospital with serious injuries. Rose Rottinghouse Hyman, age 86, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Rosary Tuesday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, and at 7 on Tuesday at St. Michael's Catholic Church. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rose Hyman. Clara M. Seitz, age 93, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner, interment the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Clara Seitz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, wheat bread, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy potato, whole wheat roll, asparagus, and apple crisp. KNDY News time is 7:15.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Support your community with the Pony Express Match Day this Friday in Marysville. Your contribution toward worthwhile organizations and causes make a difference today and for the future. Learn more at ponyupmarysville.com. A reminder from these proud community supporters, including RX Drug Store, the Citizens State Banks, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, Landall Company, and the Nordis Motor Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some areas scattered showers and thunderstorms. That will continue to push off towards the east-southeast slowly as we head through the middle of the week. With this system, maybe a little bit of some scattered showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise dry weather as a high-pressure system moves in, and we'll see sunny skies tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, chance of storms early, cloudy, then clearing mid-70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s. For Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures, lower 80s, and Friday, sunny. That's a look at your local forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Melford.
Average high temperature, early September, 86. Recent record high hit the century mark on this date in 1990. The average low 63, a record low of 48, set in 2009. Sunset this evening 7:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:55. Another mild start, cloudy, overcast, might have been a sprinkle or two in the air earlier this morning. 64 with a light northeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 1st of September. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A second Game 7 inside the NBA bubble and a surprising upset on day one of the U.S. Open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. On the brink of elimination, Chris Paul came up clutch for the Thunder against his former team, scoring 15 of his 28 points in the fourth quarter as Oklahoma City squeaks past the Houston Rockets 104-100 to force a decisive Game 7 tomorrow night. Paul, who also shot a team-best 50% from the field, said he's not ready to go down without a fight.
Our team, we have had a memorable season, a lot of ups and downs and all that, and we just going to continue to fight. We wouldn't have it any other way.
The winner of this series will face the top-seeded Lakers in the Western Conference semis. For the second straight series, the Eastern Conference's number one seed dropped an opening game.
Up top, down to 8. Going to put the 3 up, Jimmy. Got it to go. Oh, my goodness, Jimmy Butler.
On WAXY, Jimmy Butler scored a career playoff high 40 points while Goran Dragic chipped in 27 as the Heat topped the Bucks 115-104 to take game one. Tennis's U.S. Open kicked off with a surprising upset. 16-year-old phenom Coco Gauff lost for the first time in the opening round of a Grand Slam major as she dropped her match to Anastasia Sevastova in 3 sets. On the men's side, Novak Ain't No Djokovic cruised to an opening round straight sets win, while John Isner was bounced by fellow American Steve Johnson in a match that stretched nearly 4 hours. Stanley Cup, the Boston Bruins put up a strong fight before the Tampa Bay Lightning pulled away.
Pass finds the stick of point. At the left point, Great point, Shattenkirk. Left circle to Hedman. Tees it up. Shoot! Score! Hedman!
On WFLA, Victor Hedman's goal in double overtime punched the Lightning's ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals, eliminating the Bruins 3-2. The Colorado Avalanche scored five times in the first period as they beat the Dallas Stars 6-3 to force a Game 6. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new national poll from Charleston Orwig shows consumer trust in farmers remaining high amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Charleston Orwig recently partnered with Menu Matters to conduct a poll of more than 1,100 consumers to gauge the consumer thoughts on the grocery retail sector. More than half of consumers surveyed still trust farmers a great deal or completely, and overall trust in farmers is at 87%. Meanwhile, nearly half of all consumers are concerned about the U.S. food supply chain, likely driven by broad shortages during the height of the crisis and media coverage on the possibility of meat shortages. Nearly 75% of consumers are concerned about catching coronavirus from grocery shopping, and the level of concern is consistent across all consumer groups that were surveyed. Just under two-thirds find grocery shopping frustrating to some degree, with women and older millennials most likely to be very or extremely frustrated by the experience. Also, most consumers are concerned about the health safety of the food industry workers from agriculture through retail, and just over 23% are extremely concerned. House Democrats claiming Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue violated the Hatch Act during a visit to a Farmers to Families food box distributor. Led by Democrat Marsha Fudge of Ohio, a group of lawmakers made the claim in a letter to the Office of Ethics at the USDA. Specifically, the letter cites a potential Hatch Act violation by Perdue after he made political statements promoting the president's reelection at the official government event on August 24th. The letter follows the Republican National Convention, in which the lawmakers claim included several possible violations of the Hatch Act over the course of 4 days. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and it's time to check in with Larry Steckline with the Steckline Report with our partners from Cake News.
Well, welcome to the Steckline Report, friends. Sure, nice to have you aboard today as we get out in the country, enjoy this beautiful weather that we've got, and watch our cattle graze. We're here on the Ponderosa and trying to figure out whether we should be selling them, as the price of these cattle have gone up nicely over the past few weeks. And they can go down just as fast or faster than they go up, and that's what makes you kind of nervous if you're in the cattle business. What do we do with them? Well, aren't they looking good? They've grown a lot, weighing 3.5 to 400 pounds when I bought them back in April. And now I think maybe around 600 or 650 will catch the weights. This is what we do with our grass. And this grass is starting to lose protein, friends, already. In fact, they were further off than that when we drove up. They're coming up here thinking that old Larry has something for them to eat, which I'm going to have to supply for them. And I've got to spend some money because they need some protein. In the meantime, friends, we just have word that our Secretary of Agriculture says that the second coronavirus food assistance program for farmers and ranchers could be coming in a week or two. How about that? I can't get too excited about it because, you know, we've got some of these guys that really don't know which end of the cow's going north when he heads south. And they make the decisions on millions of dollars. Example, the check that I get for these cattle for the coronavirus program that's billions of dollars being mailed out is so small, I might be able to have a couple of steaks at a restaurant somewhere. Why? Because I bought them in April and I'm going to sell them now. I've had them at the wrong time. I was off 2 or 3 months. The guy that came up with that idea, I wish I had him out here. I'd like to show him a few things, and I know a lot of you cattlemen would be, too. Hey, that's kind of the way it is, though. When you work with those old boys in Washington, you got to be aware of what they will pull on you. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We're talking about ethanol production this week, and what a doozy of a year it has been for that industry and everybody all the way down to the corn grower. More about that after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
For the ethanol industry, COVID may have been the last straw. There are some plants that are not going to reopen, not just because of COVID, but because of what was going on before that, mostly related to the trade war. We have Jeff Cooper on the line with us. He is the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Jeff, let's talk about the trade wars and the export issues. What were the issues that affected ethanol the most?
Well, exports over the past 10 years have really grown in importance for our industry. In 2018, we had a record level of exports. More than one out of every 10 gallons that we produced in the U.S. was exported that year, and we had seen markets like China and Brazil and Canada really emerge into significant sources of demand for our product. What we saw as a result of the trade war with China is a significant tariff was put on U.S. ethanol, and then it was doubled. And so China was our third leading market for ethanol exports, and in the last 2 years, we haven't sent a drop of our ethanol to China. That market has been completely closed to our product. We're also experiencing challenges in Brazil, which had been our largest export market for ethanol. In late 2017, they adopted a protectionist trade barrier and a tariff that has significantly reduced our exports to that market as well. So, you know, we had that high water mark in 2018, and we've seen erosion in our export demand ever since then because of some of these trade barriers that these countries have erected.
Do we import ethanol?
We do import some ethanol in the U.S., and in fact, our imports are increasing. You know, I talked about Brazil putting up a barrier to our product, but our market is completely open. I think we charge like a 1.7% tariff on imports, which is basically nothing. And so we are beginning to see a pretty significant increase in ethanol imports, and all of that is coming from Brazil at a time where we're not really needing that product in the U.S. marketplace, and it's beginning to displace some U.S.-produced corn ethanol, and that's not something that we're too excited about.
And if you thought all ethanol was created equal, not true. We'll find out more tomorrow. Back after this.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's right now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Today we are having a conversation with Mary Feldhausen from Frontier Farm Credit. Mary, as we know, farming and ranching has always had its share of challenges, and today's environment isn't really any different.
That's right. The ag industry always presents a number of opportunities and challenges each year. Weather, pests, market, trade, and macroeconomic factors have a tremendous effect. Some of these challenges are things producers can control and some aren't. A key to being successful is to identify which ones are within our control and take action to manage or mitigate that risk.
So what are some of the things producers can do today to navigate these challenges?
The first thing we recommend is that a producer have a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to manage most types of risk if we don't know where the starting line is. If we are looking to manage revenue risk, we have to know what the minimum revenue floor is to stay in business. One of our business principles is to avoid locking in a loss. It's hard to recognize loss and leverage opportunities without a good understanding of what it will take to be profitable.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of their cost of production?
First, understand that it's easier than you think. There are a number of aids available to help someone walk through the thought process. We have some very helpful tools that we share with our customers to help them understand their cost. Most producers today think that their cost of production in terms of variable cost per bushel or per head. Those would include things like seed, chemical, fertilizer, fuel, labor, cost of livestock purchased, and rent. But we need to also consider that a large portion of cost can be made up of fixed cost, including family living and debt payments. The cost of production can be very different from one operation to the next, just based on their fixed costs. For example, some producers need to cover all living expenses with farm income, while some might have off-the-farm income to supplement. Also, some producers have many payments for equipment and real estate, while others have less debt service requirements. Each operation is unique. So, while cost averages that are publicly available are a great place to start, we recommend digging into your operations costs specifically.
So, if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production, what can they do next?
That is when they can really lean into their marketing plan and take action to take less risk and make more money. There are a number of crop insurance tools available to help. If you haven't looked into what's available for a few years, you will be surprised how the products available have evolved. We now have third-generation crop insurance policies that protect against not only yield and revenue loss, but also against unexpected increases in cost. And what matters most to your bottom line is profit margin. We also have products that insure against drought for hay and forage, and other supplemental products that can stack on top of your multi-peril policy to establish the highest net minimum revenue floor. It has really gotten to the point that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all tool. Our full-time crop insurance agents really focus on listening to our customers' goals and then suggesting the right mix of products to achieve their goals. A marketing plan coupled with a strong risk management plan allows a producer to confidently make marketing decisions, oftentimes well before the crop is even planted.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
Well, as I said, the crop insurance industry has evolved a lot in recent years. Our full-time crop insurance agents are focused year-round on understanding this dynamic industry and how we can provide value to our customers all year long. As a farmer-rancher-owned cooperative, we are dedicating to serving the agricultural and rural communities. We understand the dynamic impact that crop insurance has on our customers' ability to take less risk and make more money, and being able to achieve their goals and dreams for their business and their family. We understand that each operation is different, so we focus on understanding your goals and helping design a plan that is right for you. I recommend that folks interested in learning more about how Frontier Farm Credit can help you do this, please reach out to your local office or visit our website at frontierfarmcredit.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. Michael Franco and Bubba Starling had RBI singles in the eighth inning, and the Kansas City Royals rallied to beat the Cleveland Indians 2-1 in the first of a three-game series. It was the Royals' first win this season when trailing after seven innings. Scott Barlow picked up the win in relief for Kansas City. When the KU Jayhawks take the field for the 2020 football home opener September 12th against Coastal Carolina, there won't be fans in the stands. KU Chancellor Doug Gerard said the decision to play the first home game in an empty stadium follows advice from the university's pandemic medical advisory team. Gerard said Kansas Athletics will contact ticket holders impacted by the decision. The Kansas City Chiefs finalizing new contracts that would keep head coach Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach in Kansas City through the 2025 season. Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones have already spoken out on the contract news, and they're clearly in favor of it. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
There's a fresh calendar page today, and we have the highlights you should know about. It's a September preview on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 1st, the 245th day of the year. Tarzan creator Edgar Rice Burroughs was born in 1875, and Ernest Hemingway published The Old Man and the Sea on this day in 1952. The seventh month on our calendar gets its name from the Latin word for seven, septem. Here's a few facts about September 2020. It's been designed as piano month, a good excuse to tickle the ivories or just your favorite piano player. September's full corn moon will rise at dusk tomorrow night and will pause to observe Patriot Day on the 11th. An under-acknowledged but worthy observance, National Grandparents Day falls on the 13th. And you can start rehearsing your R's for Talk Like a Pirate Day on the 19th. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about September at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Friends that I'm doing